And let me see, weather forecast, not bad, 50 degrees today, partly sunny is what we'll have, and it's supposed to rain for tomorrow, so be on your guard, a lot of melting snow, a lot of gloppy conditions in the area, everything in order. Went for a nice ride yesterday, went for a ride in the country. Well, a buddy of mine just bought him a new car, wanted me to try it out. He said, Grace, you won't believe it. Got everything on that thing. I said, I don't know. I'll stick behind the wheels in my four-wheel drive. He said, you got to try this thing. So I took out his Datsun. Well, it's true. It had everything on. I got to admit, that car had everything on there. Everything. I couldn't believe it. So I figured, well, I want to play some golf anyway. And there was a golf course in West Virginia that I heard was really good, you know. And it was only about like an hour and a half away. So I figured, what the hey? So I threw them golf clubs in the back and I took off. And, buddy, I was driving through them fields. Driving through them fields of West Virginia. Looking at the old houses. That's what I love about the district. Sure, sometimes I'm up for the sophistication of the Foxhole Road. And I like a nice dinner downtown. But other times, you know, I'm tired of the game. Life in the fast lane. The great thing about living in D.C., an hour and a half later, buddy, I was out there in deliverance country. You know, I knew if I stopped at the wrong place, I'd be squealing like a pig. So I kept that Datsun rolling. But I finally got lost. So I figured I couldn't go wrong if I stopped into a gas station. So I pull up there and I open the door and this little tape. This car is amazing. You open the door on this thing and the voice says, the door is open. The door is open. And that attendant, an old country boy, come out and heard that. He said, who's in that car with you? How you doing that? You want them patrol excursions? I said, no, sir, no. It's the car. It's got a lot of... Listen to this. And the car said, the tank is empty. The tank is empty. Yeah, it keeps doing that when you get low on gas. I said, buddy, it's a tape they put in the car. He said, hoo-wee! That's an incredible car you got there. He said, what's that? I said, well, this tells you when the oil is. Little light flashes on. See that little drip coming out of there? That means the oil's low. He said, what's this? And he hit the button and the window went up. He said, woo! I said, it's electric windows on that thing. He said, what them strips on the back window? I said, well, you turn this button, it heats up the back window. You got a rear window defroster and a rear window wiper. He said, I can't believe it. He said, what's this here? I said, it's quadraphonic stereo. He said, quadraphonic, what? I said, quadraphonic stereo. This car's got everything in it, plus it talks to you. Watch this. I popped open the rear door, went, the right rear door is open. The right rear door is... He said, woo! I can't believe it! Well, I had a couple of golf tees sitting on the seat next to me. He said, what's that? I said, well, that's what you put your balls on when you drive. He said, damn! Them Orientals think everything, don't they? I said, shut up and just fill a tank, buddy.
At your 7-Eleven.